Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
With Stephen O'Doherty sitting in for Lee Hatcher this week and next week on Open House, and my pleasure now to introduce a little culture into the program. Is that you, is it? You're the culture.
I'm the culture.
Gosh. Well, my dear friend Mark Hadley is here to talk about television. Is that the culture?
Now, I want to say there's something called popular culture. Okay, we've got to get across that. It may not be the most cultural thing that we talk about, but TV certainly is popular culture.
All right, then. So tonight we're going to talk about the comedy series Derek. It stars Ricky Gervais. It's on the ABC on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. So, give us the brief scan, Mark Hadley.
Look, Derek is one of those programs which really makes me feel like I wish it had been done and by anybody but Ricky Gervais. You know, it is a television series about centering on a fellow called Derek, who we'll come back to because it's kind of important. But this character works at an old age home or a retirement village, call it what you will, in the UK, which is faced with funding issues and is eventually going to close. Now, the entire series is kind of built around really uncomfortable people. I don't know if you had that experience. Maybe sometimes somebody comes up and they start talking to you. Maybe you've met them in the middle of the street or you've met them somewhere, and you just know that this is someone who everybody and possibly even you on that occasion would just find hard to relate to.
Yeah.
Well, this program is about all of them. So if you think about all those sorts of different people, and in fact different levels of society, those who are like socially, you know, inept, others who are just struggling to sort of make themselves clear. There are some people who are really just are old and so have all of the issues that we all face with age, you know, the inability to remember things or to concentrate. And it really just makes for a grab bag of people who are awkward. And this whole series is about awkward people, and right at the center is this fellow called Derek. Now, I struggle because Ricky Gervais plays Derek. I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, Ricky Gervais stuff. So, you know, like
he was The Office, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was The Office.
He's very good in The Office.
Actually, yeah, and in Extras too, okay? Yeah. He was more the sort of creative influence behind Life Short. But what his specialty is to take a character who's unaware of their own faults and watch them self-destruct on screen, you know? And so that's what we were seeing in The Office and we're seeing in Extras.
Yeah.
And what we're going to see in this series is something quite different, because Derek is, in essence, his life is going to self-destruct. But the problem is that Derek is disabled, and that's where the program, well, that's where it becomes really personal.
I agree with you. I saw some of the pointers, and I thought, well, this looks dodgy to me. So then I was flicking across. I may have been waiting for Lateline to come on, you know.
And nice to know you watch TV. I have to twist Lee's arm. But anyway.
Oh, seriously?
I'm thinking of buying him one.
Really? Yeah. No, I flick around all the time. But I generally between, you know, Sky News and the ABC, to be truthful. So I saw a bit of this show and I thought, okay, I'll have a bit of a look because I'm a fan of Ricky Gervais. I think he's very clever. But when I realised the central premise was here was a man with disability. And are we making fun of him? Are we trying to understand him? Are we being compassionate for him? Are we awkward? Is the comic relief because these awkward people have someone who's equally awkward, or he's being
what
nice
is it that you're meant to get
what
from the program?
Exactly is the point of this.
Now here's the problem, and
I turned it off, Mark. I found it very uncomfortable.
I find it incredibly uncomfortable. Look, cards on the table. I have a disabled son. It is an awkward thing to watch, but in the same sense, as a parent of a disabled kid, I would like to see more consideration of disability in society. So you're sitting there going, this is not something we want to shove away inside of a home somewhere or, you know, behind convenient doors. Meeting awkward people sometimes makes you very much aware of what you have, you know, and what other people might not have.
Yes.
So it's to that degree, I approach the program and I say to myself, okay, Ricky, show us what you've got. Now, the problem, firstly, is that Ricky Gervais is maintaining that this character is not in any way disabled. And he says, I can do that because I'm the creator of the program. I'm the expert here. No one can tell me he's not disabled. If I say he's not disabled, then that's the case. However, when you give somebody stilted speech, you know, long staring, uncomfortable.
He's displaying spectrum behavior.
Completely. Somewhere on the autism scale, something like that. Yep. It's really obvious. And so I think that that's a bit disingenuous. I think for a start that Ricky is trying to dodge the criticism that he might actually be using a disabled character to further a program. Mm. But the real problem is that Ricky is just not the guy. Not the guy to bring such a sensitive issue forward. Mm. You know, anybody who tunes into a Ricky Gervais program is tuning in for an insightful laugh, you know, or they're watching for that style of ironic self-destruction. Yeah. But you know, when the Bible talks about difficult people, it talks about us as a body, and it basically says, look, you know, we're all equal, we're all equal members of the body, but there are some members of the body that are honourable in themselves, and they don't really need to be lifted up and polished and taken care of. You know, they're fine, they're going to take care of themselves. And then there are those other parts of the body that need special attention because they're not as presentable. And so we've got to be more than sensitive. Mm. So it's not enough for Ricky Gervais to say these people are all equal and these are all equally awkward people and we should be empathetic, because it is a very empathetic storyline. I don't think he's being cruel. It is just unfortunate to put anybody with the characteristics of a disabled person in the firing line for jokes.
Particularly an intellectual disability.
Absolutely.
In that respect.
And I've got to say, look, the evidence for this not working is not the fact that the program's doing quite well. I mean, check the ratings. The ratings are fine. And internationally, it's doing quite well. But the evidence that it's not working is that Derek T-shirts are coming out with some of his more classic disabled lines. Mm. Now, that tells me that what's happening is that 16-year-olds and otherwise, or mentally deficient people, forgive me, I'm not saying people who are disabled, but people who are not thinking.
I'm sorry, no, just to back up, did you say that all 16-year-olds...
I don't have 16-year-olds yet, so I'll go... No, I won't. What I mean to say is people who don't consider their life carefully are using the phrase Derek already as a shorthand for people with disabilities.
Oh, no.
Now, you see where we're going with this?
Oh, no.
So what we could have had is a program that would make me incredibly sensitive to the plight of disabled people, and in which even, you know, people with links to the disabled community would be supportive of. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, now it's turned around to a Ricky Gervais office sketch. And I've got to say, look, someone should have brought this topic right into the centre, into mainstream drama, where we could have watched it and we could have learned a lot about ourselves. But he was just the wrong guy, and that's the pity.
When you think about the treatment of people with intellectual disability in mainstream media, what comes to mind is Rain Man, for instance, Dustin Hoffman, a beautiful portrayal.
Yeah.
I think a wonderful relationship at the centre of that movie. And even maybe Forrest Gump. I'm not quite sure what was going on with Forrest Gump, but wherever it was, again, a loving portrayal that you could fall in love with him because he himself exuded so much love.
Now, the difference between Rain Man, for example, and Derek is that in the end, our laughter falls away. You know, there's some strange things that Rain Man does. But, you know, in Derek, Ricky Gervais can't help himself. There's still these crazy jokes, these uncomfortable humour. And, in fact, there's language in there. I should probably warn our viewers, if you're going to tune in and have a look, there's some fairly serious language. And it bombs the sympathetic points. And so just at that moment where you're going, yeah, that really makes me think, then somebody drops a word or says something really reprehensible and you go, oh, gosh, did you have to undercut the story? Which is not what something like Rain Man would do, because it's got a story arc that's going towards the point that undercuts our world and says, you know, the people who we think less of actually might be higher in the estimation, not only of ours, you know, God, weirdly, is referred to as the guardians of those sorts of people in the Bible. You know, he is the guardian of the widow and the disadvantaged of the orphan. It's the sort of people that he's looking out for. And I figure that when we touch that topic, it's not that it's taboo. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't have programs about these guys. And my son does some incredibly hilarious things, and we write them down so we can share them with the family.
Yeah.
But we've got to be triply sensitive when we deal with it. We've got to have our eye on the result. Not just what's happening immediately, but on the long-term result for building a picture like this.
And Derek doesn't do it.
Not by a long shot, mate.
Do you give points?
Mate, yes, I believe that people should be very careful when they're reverse parking because you can make a mess of it. Oh, sorry, you got points on programs.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mate.
Always be kind to your mother. Good. Very nice. I'd say don't watch it. I thought it was terrible.
Mate,
you won't feel yuck.
You won't get any argument, but I like people, if they're going to watch it, to think about what they're
good
watching.
For you. Mark Hadley, you always make us think. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Pleasure, buddy.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.